I guess first for you, coming off Saturday, what are some of the things that you took away from watching the tape that you feel you can maybe work on still?
There's a million things. I didn't complete all of my balls, and that's the goal. And I had a turnover, and that's also a big thing. So there's a lot of things we can clean up on offense, and that's the constant goal, just striving for that perfection. You're never going to be perfect, but you want to be as close as you can, and that's our goal on offense.
Do you get the sense that you've kind of gotten better with each week, though, as you've gotten more experience?
Well, I hope, yeah. I hope I've been able to grow. I feel a lot like I've seen a lot more now after these 11 games and preparing, and I know just being able to study behind Rick for 3 years, all of it's culminating to help us on offense.
Now, when you were being recruited, how much of a role was Nebraska playing early on?
Well, yeah, they were big. They recruited me very hard for 3 years, basically since my sophomore year, and it's a great university, and it was my first real big offer, so obviously I was really excited to get that, but they went through a coaching change right after I got that offer, and that's when Iowa came in, and that's ultimately where I wanted to go.
Like when the change happened, because I imagine that was when they saw Bill Callahan.
Uh-huh, right? Yep.
When Bo Pelini came in, did you ever have conversations with him?
No, he never contacted me. Coach Osborne contacted me and just made sure that I knew that my scholarship still stood, but Coach Pelini never contacted me.
I see. And then what ultimately triggered your decision then to go with Iowa when they first came in the picture?
Well, yeah, I knew that if I got the opportunity to play for Coach Ferentz and Coach Morgan, who recruited me, and Coach O'Keefe, this is where I wanted to be, and they gave me that opportunity a couple weeks after Nebraska did, and I knew this is where I wanted to be.
So when you were growing up, I know obviously in Keokuk, it's going to probably be more Iowa, but
uh-huh.
because of the interest Nebraska had, were you becoming a huge Husker fan? Were you always kind of that way as well?
I looked at them as a great program, and I think any high school kid would be happy to play here, there. I mean, they're both great programs, and I was really fortunate to have a chance to be able to pick between the two of them, and glad I chose here.
So if there wasn't a coaching change that had taken place, if Bill Callahan had stayed on,
uh-huh.
would you have probably stuck with Nebraska even if Iowa had came in late and offered?
No, I don't think so. I think when I got the chance to play for Coach Ferentz, that's what I knew I wanted to do, and I was going to hang on until I knew I wasn't going to get that chance, but fortunately I did.
So it was one of those things that was like, okay, you had the Nebraska offer, but you were just waiting for
uh-huh.
Iowa to end.
No, yeah, well, I was really excited with the Nebraska offer, and clearly it was my first big offer, and I felt like I had waited so long to get one of those offers that it was almost, what should I do? Should I just commit before they run away? But I got the chance to play for Iowa, and it all worked out.